And very briefly on this PowerPoint on the slide, I pointed out some of the differences that are noted between Islamic law and Florida law and for family law. One is gender as a factor in parenting. This is not an issue in Florida. Florida law specifically recognizes that there is no presumption for or against the father or the mother. In comparison, gender is a factor under Islamic law. The tender years doctrine was abolished many years ago under Florida law. However, under Islamic law, it is still a factor with the male child being with the mother until age 7 to 9. Parental responsibility. Father is the legal guardian to the exclusion of the mother under Islamic law. Contrast with Florida law, where shared parental is the standard unless it is detrimental to the child. The best interest factor, this is the standard in family law. Under any decision regarding the child, we first consider best interest. However, it is not a factor under Islamic law. Child support, under Islamic law, father has sole obligation for maintaining for the financial obligations of the child. And of course, under Florida law, this is an obligation of both parents to support the child. We have the statutory guidelines that specifically consider the incomes of both parents and each parent's time sharing. Finally, in property distribution, Islamic law does not recognize marital or community property. Each party owns his or own assets individually. And of course, we can contrast this with equitable distribution with the express statutory factors to determine marital and non-marital property and the division of the marital property.